Sonnet. John is tall. This sentence mentions the person, John. But what appears in the sentence is not John, but John's name. The sentence mentions John, but does not use him. It uses John's name, but does not mention it. Now, we might attempt to use John himself in this sentence instead of using his name by placing him on this page in approximately the same position which is now occupied by his name. The result would be a physical object consisting of John, followed by the words, is tall. But nobody, I believe, would be inclined to call this a sentence in any language. Nevertheless, this fundamental confusion is frequently made, particularly when the subject matter of our discourse happens to be language itself.